So I don't piss in your pocket too often. I don't. I don't like doing it.
Episode 59, by the way.
I don't like doing it. It's not my favourite thing to do. But I'm very, very happy that one of the best callers and best special comments people is back in business doing the footy. Good on you.
Very good.
Okay, I'm going to start. One last thing. Mm-hmm. There aren't many callers who I will listen to if my team is not playing. You're one of them. I listen to you when my team doesn't play because you are entertaining no matter whether you are calling or giving special comments. And I just want to say it's nice that somebody has woken up. Well done.
Nice work, Oxy.
And that was Hutchie.
That was.
So how bad was I going with the other mob?
Anyway, no, well, the other mob, you know, they kept on promising, but...
No.
3AW, talking about. 3AW kept promising, but look, I'm glad you're back on the airwaves talking about footy because you're bloody good at it.
No, looking forward to it. So to be back, do we call it home? How would I call SEN? It's always where I felt really comfortable.
What do you call those marriages when you got two wives?
Illegal?
No, it's called polygamy, isn't it?
Polygamy.
Yeah, I'm a polygamist.
You're a polygamist.
Yeah, I'm a polygamist.
That's nice. That's good. It's a good place to be.
We should explain to people who don't know what we're talking about, because not everyone will have seen the news.
That's right.
Oh, please.
Mate, it was... that's right. Can I just say, it was the lead story on the Herald Sun website for 4.5 hours. Four and a half hours. It was the top story. And it wasn't that you were going back to do a show. It wasn't that you were going back to, you know, take over. You were going back to do some footy calling.
Yeah.
The number one story for 4.5 hours.
Mind you, I got knocked off by a kid eating 2 pineapples. So it wasn't a big news day.
Let me put it to you though, Marco. I want you to think about Dargs, our family member in Port Douglas.
What's he want?
You reckon he's reading the Herald Sun?
Dargs?
What, they don't have internet up there?
No, but you reckon Dargs in Port Douglas is going, I've got to go on the Herald
Sun. Well, he's from Melbourne.
He'd get Apple News, mate.
He's from Melbourne.
How do you know he's from Melbourne?
It translates from one news service to another.
Do you listen to our callers when they call in?
Well, I do. I just want to make sure that people know what's going on. They're not excluded. So, Ox, tell us what's going on.
And by the way, cheerio, Dargs, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's send one out to him.
Hopefully no more cyclones coming your way. I worked at SEN for a long time, which is a little radio station here in Melbourne. I got the Tijuana, and after how many years, Mark? Five or six?
We got picked up at Macquarie Sport Radio, which was 3AW's second station,
and it
was a national show. We did that for 2 years.
Was that 2018?
2018, 2019.
Yeah, so 6 years. 6 years I've been out of SEN.
And then we did Twilight Zone for a couple of years.
Can I tell you why...
At 3AW?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was good.
That was good. That was an enjoyable show.
We used to follow Grubby.
That's right. Grubby. And what a great man he is. Yeah. What a superstar.
He is a good man.
Anyway, so we started started talking again with Hutchie about, I don't know, let's say 6 months ago. Yeah. But it's funny how the world works, and it's funny how we go around in circles and you start looking at yourself and working out. I think... Whenever you leave a marriage or you leave a relationship or a job and it doesn't end on a good note, there's a lot of resentment and a lot of hate and a lot of hurt that goes with it. Since I've been working at the rehab, one of the big things we talk about is resentment, jealousy and hate.
This is good.
And you've got to get rid of it. And if you don't get rid of it, it just burns you up and eats you up and you end up self-destructing and not getting to where you need to get to.
How do you get rid of it? Because I think I know you've done a lot of study now and you have been working here for a long time, and the listener out there, a lot of people would experience this, the jealousy, the hatred, what are some of the techniques to get rid of it?
Confronting the circumstances. So the circumstances for my jealousy, hate, resentment was that I got the arse. And when you get the arse, you hurt. But then you actually... Then about 6 months ago, I'm doing some stuff with some of our clients, and then I started working on it myself. I thought, hang on a minute. Craig Hutchison came into SEN. He had a plan, and his plan was to change things up and do things a little bit differently. That's his business model.
Things his way.
And I wasn't in those plans. Now, that's not because Craig Hutchison hated me, or it's not because I wasn't good at what I did, but his plan was different, and I wasn't in that plan. Mm. So for the last 6 years, I've kind of sat around thinking, you know, what a prick he is, when really it wasn't personal. It was to do with
his plan.
It was to do with his plan. I wasn't in his plan.
It's just a shame that we had a 2-year deal emailed to us before it all happened.
Yeah. So then being able to compartmentalize and just break it down just made it clear. So when we broke bread and we had a chat, and then when he gave me the news the other day, he said, "Are we going to do this?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready to go." And he said, "We'll start afresh. Don't worry about what's happened in the past, and let's go. Let's get things going."
Well, that's a good story.
You know,
what's a better story? A man at your age with your intellect can learn something new and put something in place that helps you get along. I think that's it's the headline and the story on the number one story at the Herald Sun for 4.5 hours. Pineapple Kid got you. That's great.
Yeah.
But hearing you talk like that, that makes me happy.
Yeah. So it's great to be back, and SEN has always been, you know, it was my, after footy, it was my saviour, because I had to rebuild.
Yeah.
So I've got very fond memories of, it's not like going back to an ex-wife, but it's certainly like going back to a place you're familiar. And the support and the phone calls I got from SEN people bloody blew me away.
Hey, let's talk about those early days at SEN for you, because you were in an enormous amount of debt.
Yep.
I knew you as a happy-go-lucky good mate to see at the races for a long, long time. We turned into golf buddies there for a little while. This is before we started working together. And you're doing all that with stuff going in the background about debt, money, debt. And it was only until I started working with him, Dan, that the phone would ring and he'd show me it was Uncle Mick calling, just to see, make sure, you know, everything's on track. That living with that debt. Now, when you say that SEN helped you, SEN got you off the mat.
Yeah, it was.
You were down for the count, mate.
Yeah, I was, and they gave me a chance to do. I started working with Mark Doran, just doing an hour a week on Thursday nights, and then it led into filling work, and then Dermot Burden left, and I took his job.
Why did Dermot Burden leave? Tell us again.
Well, SEN went broke, and they got bought out by a company called Pacific Star Network, and they reconsolidated. And Dermot, who was on, I think, 180 grand a year, and they said to Dermot, "We're going to cut you back. We know we're cutting costs everywhere, and we need to take you from 180,000 down to 130,000.
Yeah.
He said, "Get stuffed. I'm not working 3 hours a day for 130 grand. and I ended up doing the job for 80,000. And then SEN just opened up. And media does open up doors for you. But the one thing that I loved and I love about SEN is the people. You know, we had an unbelievable rapport with our listeners, and it was funny because when the news broke about going back there, I had listener after listener who've got my number call me. You know, Trout from Woodland, Maddie Whiting, and all these people that have just, you know, said, "Oh, you know, great to have you back." So
I'll show you my phone later about all the people contacting me saying it's great to see you back there. So there's a lot of
really
happy
people.
Were
they asking when you're coming back?
There was a few of those question marks.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Really?
No, I don't know the answer to that. But, hey, before we finish.
Do you still have resentment and hate? Because I can work with you if you need to.
Time heals all wounds, David. I don't feel like I've got any poison running through my veins anymore. I'm in a good spot. Hey, but I do want to say that, again, just the last time, for at least 5 episodes anyway, they're pissing your pocket. He went from working at like a radio gig at $80,000. He took that $80,000 paycheck and turned it into the highest ever rating at SEN, him and Francis Leach. They got a 7.5 at one stage. And then Francis went, I jumped in. We were working together for 5 years. We had a good show going. SEN went and did the numbers.
We had a great show.
They surveyed listeners, they surveyed people who didn't listen, and they wanted to get who was good and who was bad. This bloke over here was off the charts good. The literally the people's champion, you know. And he was first, And then second, third, and fourth, there was nobody. And I think maybe KB came in next as the most popular figure at the radio station.
Oh,
so he
Mark,
went from
stop it.
He went from he took an $80,000 salary and ended up being the highest paid at the station after they did their numbers. So it was a great when people
yeah, it was great.
Look, you can see his face when he talks about what SEN did for him. I don't think people understand. It got him off the canvas. It got him a job. It kept him away from the tracks. It gave him a level of comfort for him and his family.
No, it saved my life. It did.
It got him to the point where, you know, the Ox of old, when people were saying he's the best player in the league, at his second home, SEN, he was the best player at the station. And that did more for you. And I was watching on. It was great fun watching it. It did more for you, mate, than a lot of people realise. So this talk and what you see in the papers and the comments, it's not bullshit. It is 100% accurate, and I'm really happy for you that you've got a big smile on your face, which is great.
I do love the fact that you talked about letting go of anger and resentment. It's so important because it's a negative energy. Don't do anything, and yeah, we've all done it. Mm. But I think it's great. You said, you know what? That's where I'm at now with life, and I think it's fantastic. It's a great gig. We haven't actually said the gig yet, have we? Calling, doing special comments on SEN Sunday.
Yeah, calling and other special stuff.
And that will lead to more without doubt because he's a very popular figure.
Well done.
Just on the getting rid of it all, Mick Malthouse had a great saying. He said, hatred poisons the blood.
Yep, and he's right.
And he's absolutely right. He's 100% right. Anyway.
I'll tell you another one I heard, which is a ripper. If you're going to dig a grave for somebody, which is basically if you want to line someone up, if you're going to dig a grave, dig two.
Because
you go with them.
That's true.
It's a good one. I like it.
Yeah.
Well done, Ox. Great news. Really
great.
All right, let's get back on track. I've got a first world problem.
Oh God, here we go.
I'm
serious. The king of these things, aren't you?
Oh, mate.
What's going on?
I need advice.
Not basketball nets.
No.
Councils. Bigger.
And it's advice for a friend. It's not advice for me.
It's advice
for a friend.
They're blue pills.
Well, he's got a daughter, this friend.
Oh, okay.
And a son as well?
Yes, he does. He does have a daughter and a son.
Okay.
Does his son go to St. Kevin's?
Yes, his son does go to St. Kevin's as this would play out.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, the daughter's in the kitchen and she is showing these new shoes that she has bought.
Nice.
To her mum. And the dad, who was in the kitchen minding his own business, casually looked over and gave some what I've been told is some sage advice about those runners.
Great.
The daughter looked at that dad and looked him up and down and said to him, without a smile, without issue, full of confidence, why are you speaking?
Oh. You're joking.
I'm not joking.
May I ask how old this said daughter is?
If I told you that, it would give it away. Right?
She's in her teens.
She's in her teens.
All right.
So basically saying you got no right to give fashion advice, correct? Or not you, this person.
No. It wasn't even fashion advice. It was just some nice advice. I'll tell you what it was. It was, you know, make sure you wear them on special occasions or something like that, right? Words to that effect. It was just some nice casual.
Seems pretty innocent to me.
Why are you speaking?
Was this said person having a bad day?
Was he having a bad day? Nothing was going right. What do you do? How do you answer that? Because that situation, I'm worried for my friend. That situation, it could get out of hand.
It could get volatile.
It could get way out of hand. Now, what do you do?
Was this said person in the middle of cooking a big meal or something, and you and this other person, your mate, just interrupted her, or were there any lead up reasons for this happening that you're aware of?
No, nothing.
Were they good shoes?
They were very nice shoes.
Were they sporty shoes or were they going out shoes?
Bit of both these days, you know what the kids do.
Yeah.
You know,
multifunctional shoes.
Multifunctional. Yeah, they're not runners. They are stylish sneakers.
Okay.
I don't think it's about the shoes.
Are you speaking?
I don't think it's about the shoes either.
Is this a pattern of behaviour from this young lady?
It's developing, Dan, and that's why I need advice. Now, how do I put an end to this? Because
how does your friend put it into it?
I mean, how does my friend put an end to this?
I have one comment. This is not necessarily advice, but this may help you.
Bloody hell.
I have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
One of my daughters hated me for about 5 years straight in her teens.
Oh, I can see that.
5 years?
I reckon about 5 years.
What did you do?
No, I didn't do anything, but hated me for
about
5 years.
Was it just your look?
Oh, it's just everything.
Was it just like everything? Your smell?
Oh, it was everything. I couldn't do. I
your
couldn't
politics.
Do couldn't do anything right.
Everything.
Couldn't do it. Our politics is the one thing we agreed on.
your music choice.
Yeah, possibly that too. But that's it changed. It changed, and now it's fantastic. But for about 5 years, hated me. And I think it's a stage.
Can I ask this said girl?
Yeah.
Is she on good terms with her mum?
Yeah, no, that's it. See, remember the Seinfeld episode where George did everything opposite and Elaine went from being the winner to the loser?
Yeah, yep.
It's the same thing happening here.
Oh, no.
Mum was worried, but the table is turning and my daughter's even Stephen. She's in the middle.
You know when the table turns too? You can almost come home and you know when you're in the bad books and they're in the good books. Because Mum will be sitting on the couch smoking a cigar. She's sitting back going, I got this now. I got this.
Yeah, the cuddles on the couch. Yeah. Oh, it's sickening.
2 days later, you'll come home and she'll say, can you get her out of here?
Yeah.
I cannot deal with her.
That's it.
It's amazing how that seesaw goes up and down.
That's it.
Well, the advice to your said friend.
Thank you.
Is, and I think you need to hit him between the eyes with it, he needs to stand up. If this said friend, it's his house.
Yeah.
It's his kitchen.
That's it.
She's a visitor.
Bloody oath it is.
She's a visitor. And you've given her a compliment. The next, not you, your...
My mate.
Your,
my friend.
Your said friend. I think what you've got to do, what your said friend has to do is actually hit her between the eyes with a comment about her shoes that isn't complimentary.
Okay.
And see how she takes it.
Okay.
But that is a first world problem.
Oh, mate. Why can't everyone just get along? Would be my question to my friend.
Teenage kids are tough.
You take compliments. You take compliments and you take feedback. Yes. That's the rule.
Hey, I've been told you've got another business idea. This one has got wings.
This is for you. And I can't believe you just said that.
Why?
Because this is about wings.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. You've read me like a book.
I didn't know.
I know.
You told me it was going to take off, so I just threw the wings in there.
But in the process, what is going to happen, we are going to obliterate some businesses.
Oh, I don't mind that. I don't mind, stepping on some heads.
One of them you are an ambassador for.
Oh.
So it's going to cost you.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay. Gee.
Come on. What's the story?
Hang on.
Hang on a second. That's the hotline.
Another one's got our number.
Yeah, new phone ring too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Hello, Couple of Blokes Hotline.
Hi there, Marco. It's Sam here from Dingley. How you doing?
Sam from Dingers. How are you, mate?
Your old hunting ground.
That's right. I used to live in Rota Street, Dingley.
Oh, I'm just near there.
Oh, go down and have a look at number 43 for me. Tell me what it's looking like these
43.
Days.
43?
43
Good
Rota
number.
Street.
Good number. Oregoni.
Yeah, that's right.
Cuda. That dropped a lot in value. Dropped a lot in value since the old days.
God, Dingley be the only suburb in Melbourne that hasn't gone up.
Mate, we've got the Dingley International. We rock.
Oh, mate. Put the mouth guard in through the front door at the Dingley International. Now, Sam, how can we help you?
Oh, look, I'm ringing up to kind of say a story about one of my sporting heroes has greatly disappointed me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'm tipping as Dermot.
No, it's not Marco.
Okay.
Good.
It's not the third man.
Oh, here we go. This is great.
Come on.
It's the man that used to wear the headband.
Hit him between the eyes, Sam.
What have I done?
Well, your sporting heroes, you believe, are factual in their statements. And
correct.
You believe in them.
Correct.
You respect them.
Yes.
100% belief.
Yes.
Well, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
You were talking about the Gogglebox and they never appear on other shows.
Correct.
Or publicity. Have you heard a show called Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Are you going on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
I'm not. But
no.
One of the ladies off Gogglebox is she?
No, Adam.
Oh,
the Mighty Brisbane Lions fan. He was a few years ago. He's a few years ago, too.
Ox, come on.
Jesus
Christ.
Now, Sam.
yes, Ox.
Now, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here isn't really doing other media. You're in the jungle. You're not talking to any other cameras. You can't get yourself into trouble.
It seems like media
it's a nationwide show.
Well, he might have lied on his resume to get in there. That's what I reckon he did.
He'd been on Google Box for 5 years before he went in.
Misinformation from Ox.
All right. Well, just I made one mistake. One goat, Sam. Yeah. One goat.
Sam. One time at band camp? Yeah.
Excellent, Sam. You're a good man.
No worries, boys. Keep up the great work. Enjoying hearing you back on the air.
Good thanks, on mate. You. Cheers.
Sam from Dingers. What a star.
What an infectious laugh.
Yeah.
He's a happy bloke.
Good on him.
Hey, got another infectious laugh for you?
Yeah.
Well, there's the one, the soccer bloke.
Mate. Oh, no, I like, what's his name?
Kerry O'Keefe?
No, the bloke who does 8 out of 10 cats and dogs.
8 out of 10 cats and dogs?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Because when he laughs, he breathes
Jimmy
in.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr, my goodness.
He's good, is he?
Yeah, he's
I've never heard of him.
It almost
what?
Sounds like he's...
No, never heard of him.
You know if you saw his face, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, look, that's a good annoying laugh.
It is an annoying laugh. Now, do you want to make some money?
Now, I do want to make some cash.
Oh, it is.
Let's go.
All right. It came to me on Wednesday.
Right.
Last week.
What were you doing?
I was playing golf. Okay. And I play golf every Wednesday, Mark, and you know that because I've done it for 20 years.
What's the handicap these days?
1.7. But let's not brag. Actually, I'm blowing out a bit, but that's okay. I've duck hooked a drive left on 4.
Yeah.
And where I lost the ball, I shouldn't have lost the ball. Like, it was just wasteland.
Were you not playing with Brad, with the eagle eyes?
No,
you can see everything?
No, Brad's in Hong Kong. I've lost with a pilot. He's in Hong Kong. Anyway, but kind of over a little hill, and I couldn't find it.
Right.
My business idea is this. Every course has a drone on each fairway.
In the rough?
No, just sitting above the fairway. Sitting above.
Like 200 metres out?
Yeah, just 200 metres out. So where the ball lands. So it's looking, all right?
And it follows TrackMan.
So it just sits there so you know. So you can actually watch the ball come in and where it lands.
You know what? If you had a TrackMan on the tee, you know how they have the ball tracer on the modern golf? If you had a TrackMan on the tee, then that drone would actually know where to look, because you could just send the signal to the drone.
It could be like that. It could be instant.
And the camera would just go, okay, that ball's cutting. It's 180 metres. It's into the wind. It's going to be about 150 metres off the tee, the right-hand side.
Yep.
That drone would be able to focus in and give you a bit of a landscape picture.
And then the drone goes over the top, so roughly puts you within 2 or 3 feet of it.
That's it. And then you know what? You have the app. It's sent to your phone, that
bang,
footage.
Bang.
And you go, okay, there it is. Just
and, it's like, and then it tracks your maps and it almost puts you on the spot.
Because I know what you're feeling here. You don't really care about where the ball, your score. You don't really care about the ball. You just want to know where the hell this ball went. Because there's nowhere for it to hide.
So the other thing is too, if you're playing down at Bumboogle, for example.
Yeah.
And they've got those dirty crows down there.
Yeah, they do.
How many times have you hit the ball up the middle, you go to find your ball,
and the crow's taking it.
You would know that your Titleist, is actually flying and sitting in a pine tree 200 metres away because this crow's just picked it up.
Hang on a second, this is news to me. So crows at Barnboogle steal golf balls?
Yep.
The crows at Barnboogle are as big as you.
Wow.
They're big.
They're actually ravens.
Yep.
They're actually big ravens. So drone golf.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Drone set over top. I know Titleist won't be happy because they want people buying more balls.
Yeah.
This won't stop people buying more balls, but what it'll do, it'll just help you find the ones that you shouldn't bloody lose.
Yeah. Well, Titleist should fund it, because then more people would buy Titleist, and the only way you could actually, you have to register.
Well, imagine
you can't lose the ball.
Imagine if you could personalise the balls before the round, where you had to put a special marking on it, and then the TrackMan, the drones, picked up that ball.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's how Topgolf works. So when you go to Topgolf, there's you buy a basket of balls and then they put it under a machine and that machine,
yeah,
there's a little chip in every ball. And that machine goes, okay, these balls are 117. So you take the 50 117s that gets
and
up
then
to the top,
able to track them.
And then it tracks you, and that's how you keep score at Topgolf in America.
I could even take it one step further.
Yeah,
we could invent a marker.
Oh yeah.
So you mark your ball because everyone marks their ball, and that mark is then linked to your phone.
Yep.
So it's only on your ball. It's a special marker.
Yeah.
And it goes on your ball, and then you can track it. You could even just walk up with your phone, and it goes two steps to your left, one more step right. It'd work unbelievably.
What about hot and cold, like you used to play as a kid?
Yeah, yeah. Closer.
Cold. Marco. Cold. Warmer.
Marco.
Warmer.
Polo.
Polo. Warmer. You're getting hot. You're hot. You're red hot.
Polo. I think it could work. I think it could work.
That's a nice idea. I like it a lot. Now, guys.
And if we do get that up and going,
we're
going to take it to our patent officer, yeah. Brian Goldberg.
Oh, yes.
Brian used to play footy with Brian. Yep. He's a patent specialist.
Yep.
He'll get it sorted for
I
us.
I know what to call it too.
Oh, hang on.
Eagle Eye.
Oh, Golf. Bang. Oh, bang.
Hang on.
Eagle Eye.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great name. But before we go and get a cup of coffee, a glass of water,
yeah.
Slogan, Ox.
For that, I'll come up with a slogan while having a coffee.
Perfect.
But I love Eagle Eyes.
Eagle Eyes, a winner.
Oh, love it.
Goodness,
right,
man.
I'm looking forward to the
feedback
slogan
after the break too, by the way. And as often happens, someone is copping a whack.
Good.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
We've got to say a big thank you, don't we, Dan?
We do. Thanks to the E&S Trading Clearance Centre. Kurt is amazing down there. He is, if you want to rinse him for a deal, Kurt's the guy. Go up and just say, mate, that price there is amazing, but I want better.
I'm surprised he hasn't lost his job yet, Kurt, because he's way too liberal with price people. People come in asking for a better price and he's actually too nice to them.
I actually saw a new hairstyle from Kurt the other day. It is a ripper.
What's he done?
Well, he's kind of got the KB flick. But with hair.
He's brushing his hair in circles.
No, it's on the side. It's kind of on the side and around. It's cool. It's really, it's new age. It's what it is.
Who was the guy who had the shaving?
Norman Gunston.
Was it Norman Gunston style?
Gunston,
is it?
Yeah. Is it? Similar to Norman Gunston with class.
How do you know I was talking about Norman Gunston? All I did was put my two fingers to my face.
I've been working with you a long time,
okay,
mate.
Okay, well, you're very good.
Hey,
hang on. Before you go any further, I have been alerted to something that has shocked me.
Oh.
Ricky Ponting did some radio.
Oh, no.
Now, I've been...
Was it at my station, SEN?
Nah, yes, it was.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Well, that's okay.
So, I've been putting in call after call after call. Now, I was alerted by one of our Wolfpack, and he's suggesting some kind of investigation, and I'm on board. And I would like to call this investigation Bourbon and Beefsteak. And we are going to...
Can we stretch it out? Bourbon, Beefsteak and Turak.
Yes. So Operation Bourbon and Beefsteak, Toorak, is going to start immediately. And we're going to get to the bottom of this
because if he's doing radio, mate,
and he won't come on our podcast.
Well, it's called Cash. Are we going to pay him?
I taught him everything he knows about golf, and he won't come on.
We can give him some golf balls.
Yeah, give him some Titleist.
Shall we? Even though he's a Callaway boy.
Why don't we threaten him? Surely, you guys have known him for years. Surely you've got some dirt on him.
Stacks.
Oh, I've got plenty. Oh,
look, we dead on him. That is a story that we couldn't even do a bonus podcast for.
Not today.
Not ever.
Operation Bourbon and Beefsteak starts now.
Okay.
Hey, you know, there's a couple of good weather people out there.
Yeah.
There used to be Rob Gell, who was the guru with the curls.
Great hair. Vinny Cotoggio style hair.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Then there's Lavinia Nixon.
Oh, what a darling.
We love Livy.
She's a voice and a face of Melbourne and has been for a long time.
Just a good human being.
Yeah.
Then there's Jane Bunn.
Love Jane.
Channel 7.
She would have been good on Play School, I reckon. Back when she was younger.
She's got the hand movements. She's a bit theatrical.
And she does the talk like Play School. Yeah.
Do you remember in the old days, though, when the weather people used to do the weather was, it's going to be 35 tomorrow, so just put a bit of cream on and we'll be right.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be right. She'll be right, mate.
If we get a day over 30 degrees, have you been aware of how dramatic these weather people are getting?
Yes.
Like it's a... You know, El Nino is coming and La Nina and all these bloody...
Catastrophic. How hot's it going to be? 35.
It is, you know...
What?
Lock your pets up. It's going to be 34 degrees for 2 days in a row. Like, seriously. Seriously, they'll never get it right anyway.
You know what it is.
But what's happening?
They're like Dan. They're lefties.
What?
And it's a chance to bring in climate change. Yeah, he's a lefty. We told you last week.
No, I got criticised by, it was at Legend of Sunshine, I think it was, who called me a lefty and told me to flog off drip or something.
So next you'll be telling me you don't like Trump.
Don't bring this up. Don't mention the war.
Don't tell me you didn't like The Apprentice.
The Republican Party people can vote for a guy with 91 criminal indictments, the most unchristian man in the history of American politics.
Unchristian.
Fake news.
Oh, my God. He is the biggest idiot ever. He's an absolute disgrace.
What about Drain the Swamp? I thought that was... political mastermind sort of action.
Yeah, but he's Mr. Swamp.
Make America great again.
He's swampy himself.
He's changed politics forever, regardless whether you like him or not.
Oh, yeah.
Just with what he does and how he labels people and labels situations, and he's the best at it.
I love the show. I do love the entertainment value it provides, but he is an absolute tool.
Yeah, it's a circus habit. It's a full-on circus.
I think you're being a bit harsh.
Well, what do you think? Hang on. What, you rate him?
I like the circus that is around Donald J. Trump.
So is it Donald J. Trump?
Yeah, that'll do. Donald J. Trump. It's like Michael J. Fox.
Now, you want a bit of feedback, boys?
Oh, ooh. Yes, please.
Is someone here ready for a whack?
No, I hope you are.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah, had a pretty good run today.
Okay. When was the last time you self-whacked? So,
about a week or two ago when I got that terrible message from Legend of Sunshine, I think it was.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive.
It's another reason to call you a lefty.
Now, we were talking last week about potato cakes versus potato scallops.
Yes. That's right.
And there was a lot of... We did a poll. And the poll results, I'll give you in a moment.
I know we did a poll. We were a part of it.
I know. But we had a lot of feedback. And I can't read them all, but we've got a few here that are pretty worth reading. Darren Camilleri wrote in. Darren said... Since I moved to Queensland, two things I've learned. Queenslanders have zero knowledge of how to cook decent fish and chips.
Thank you.
Is that right? Why would that be? I imagine you eat a lot of seafood in Queensland.
They struggle with the batter.
Do they?
They don't get the batter right.
Okay. That is what Darren said. Their batter is the worst.
Because they don't use beer.
Yeah.
They don't. They're probably using Forex and you need to use heavy beer.
So Forex not conducive to good fish and chips?
No, you need full batter.
I don't think Forex is conducive to anything good, to be honest. And the idiots here call it a scallop when a scallop is a shellfish, not a potato. It blows my mind. Potato cake is the only thing.
Well done.
Yeah.
Great feedback.
Joe's written in, only backwards people from New South Wales call it potato scallops. And I think that's
accurate.
Yep.
Here's a new name for them. And this one comes from Couchy says, it's a potato fritter. Sincerely, Couchy from New Zealand.
Oh, the fritter's over there. Fritter.
Well, hang on. I've heard of a banana fritter, but you can't have a potato
and a pineapple fritter.
Well, they call them potato. Apparently, that's what Couchy says.
But I get that because a fritter is, I think, is...
What is a fritter? Can we look it up?
I would say it's German for... I would say it's, I think, of German origin. Yeah. I reckon fritter.
I'll look it up.
Do you know what they do in New Zealand? It's really interesting. They don't say takeaway. They're called takeaways. It's take with an S on the end. So, because I spent a lot of time in Auckland, and takeaways is how they say it.
That's really another reason. Have you spent much time in New Zealand?
Yeah, a long time.
One of the greatest countries you'll ever go to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Incredible.
It is unbelievable. And the people, oh my God, they're good.
They are so good.
So beautiful.
Joe has said, being a Sydney original, I can explain the potato scallop. It's got nothing to do with the sea creature. A scallop is a form of slicing.
Oh.
That's how you slice it. Apparently.
Yeah, that's right, because you can have scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, and that's where it comes from.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Nice work, Joe.
I love scalloped potatoes,
so
by the way.
So fritter is Italian.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, I've got it as divide into small pieces. They become fritted into minute tatters.
Came from Naples.
I've also got waste time, money, or energy on trifling matters.
Oh, yeah, just fritter away.
Fritter away.
Yeah, okay. Here's the poll results. Something different, so not scallop or potato cake, 3%. Potato scallop, 13%. Potato cake, 84%.
4%. Okay.
Bang.
So, pretty clear. Pretty clear.
We solve the big issues here.
A portion of meat, seafood, fruit, vegetables, or other ingredients which have been battered or breaded is what fritter is in the food world.
Nice.
Mark, there we go.
Thanks, Jamie Oliver.
We chatted last week about the price of beer, particularly Carlton Draping, $15 a pint.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
It's outrageous. Jamie Cook wrote in, we went to Byron Bay at Christmas 15 months ago. A well-known pub there, I think we all know what pub that is, yeah, Byron, right across from the beach, was charging $14 for a schooner of beer.
Holy moly.
Needless to say, we had one and then fled. It was ridiculous.
Hey, let me just do the maths here. Is a schooner or a pint half a litre? Which one's closest?
Well, pint's bigger. And so, schooner's like...
pint's half a litre.
But so how much is a pint for a pint of beer? $15?
$15.
So that means it's $30 a litre. Petrol is $2 a litre. And we're paying $30 a litre for beer?
You'd be better off going to the pub and ordering a pint of petrol.
It is just ridiculous.
So a pint is 473 mils.
Okay, so
not
it.
Even half a litre.
So double it. So we'll give them a little bit.
Yeah.
It's $30 a litre for a beer. It's insane.
But we're not paying for the ingredients. We're paying the tax, and that's the problem.
Yeah, well, it's insane.
I told you, there's
a lot of tax in petrol as well.
Nothing compared to beer.
Is that right?
No, because beer, alcohol, obviously affects the health of the nation.
Yeah.
That's why they tax that and tobacco and all the other, all those indulgences much heavier.
Well, explain to me this then. At that same pub, $15 for Carlton Draft, a heaps normal pint was $10.
Yeah, because they would have a pouring rights deal with them.
Right.
But there's no alcohol in it, so there's no tax on that, is there? In alcohol tax.
Are you talking about it's an alcohol-free beer?
Yeah.
There'd be still tax on it, but there'd be minimal.
Yeah, so $10 is a lot of money for a non-alcohol beer.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah, well, that might be cost. That might be the cost of the, you know, might cost you more. Does it cost more to make alcoholic beer or non-alcoholic beer?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
I reckon it's forced kids into drugs, this really expensive alcohol. I hate it.
We posted the photos of your yabbing a while ago, Ox. Andrew from Camberwell, your old joint.
A great yabbing suburb of Melbourne, Camberwell.
Is it? It's good yabbing in Camberwell, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently.
Andrew from Camberwell. He's actually a mate of mine. I know Andrew very well. Yeah. When I was a kid in the late 60s, we used to catch big black ones the size of beer bottles from a farmer's secret dam in the Mallee district near Hopetoun.
Wow.
Great eating the old yabby.
Oh, so good.
Tell me this. If you build yourself a dam... Do you have to fill it with yabbies, or does it just somehow yabbies just move to dams?
It's a really good point. I don't know. All my mates who have got dams and got farms, they stock them.
Right.
They put them in. It's like silver perch or carp if you want to put fish in. But
so what, tadpoles turn into what, frogs, don't
frogs,
they?
Frogs, yeah.
So is there anything that turns into a yabby?
I don't know where yabbies. No, I think a yabby is just a yabby.
Righto.
Time for someone to get a whack here. This is from Mark Coulthart, who describes himself as a sports lover.
I love Mark. He sounds like a good bloke already.
I'd like to have a beer with him.
Yeah. Well, would you, though? You might not after this.
Whackety whack whack.
Marco, You are so wrong about the test matches in New Zealand that you didn't know about. It was all over their app, all over the social media, in the newspaper, on the radio, advertised all over Foxtel. Tell me, where else do you think they should be telling us about it?
During the news, when I watch TV, is where they should be.
Billboards?
On the Channel 9 news. Channel 9 doesn't do the cricket anymore, does it?
South Road?
That's probably why. Yeah, a few billboards. South Road.
Oh, I just love the fact that Mark's listed almost every possible scenario.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm going to look into this. We do have a media buying agency, so I'll find out. I'm just going to go out and put it on Zach.
Actually, find out how much they spend on advertising.
Or Kim's desk. I'm just going to put it straight there and say, where was
all
the cricket?
I'll take it to Kim and get the right results.
You mongrel. You're pathetic.
Now, we were talking about David Attenborough a little while ago about when he dies, if anyone would be bigger in the news around the world. And Ben White's written in, said, hey guys, I reckon if Messi or Ronaldo suddenly died, they'd be bigger than David Attenborough.
No. Okay. Maybe in the sporting world, but
You know who they're training up as the new
Die?
As the new David Attenborough?
Yes.
It's Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's the new voice of nature.
I was saying, crikey, son.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Irwin.
Yeah, he might be an apprentice for Morgan Freeman.
Can I tell you how good he is?
Who?
Bobby Irwin. He was on...
Bobby, as in like Crocodile Hunter dude?
Yeah, his son.
Yeah.
What was he on?
He was on... what's the show? What's the talkback bloke? Not Jimmy Kimmel, the other one. The really big guy in America at the moment.
Oh, not the Conan.
Conan's been retired for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Not Jimmy Carson.
Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson.
Not Johnny Carson.
Not David Letterman.
No, not David Letterman.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. All right, so Jimmy Fallon had him on the other day, and Kevin Hart was there, and Kevin Hart is absolutely shit frightened of any animals. Ooh. He said, and they've set him up a heap of times.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Bobby Irwin's got some animals in there, and he had a baby ostrich. Oh, it was the
baby ostrich.
But he's like his dad. He's so good. He's going to be. He might end up being bigger than his old man.
Right.
It's like Steve Irwin was a star.
What does a baby ostrich look like? Like a little ostrich.
No, it looks like a chicken with a longer neck.
Thank you, because birds do look different.
Yeah.
It's like the swan, you know, the little duckling turns into a gorgeous swan.
Oh, yeah, they turn beautiful.
Birds look different when they're little, more than, so different than anything else.
And then a beautiful little chicken turns into an ugly chook.
That's it, except the tadpole. The tadpole probably turns into something
very
different.
Lambs are the ones. Lambs are beautiful as little lambs.
Oh, they're so cute.
And they turn into ugly sheep.
Actually,
sheep aren't pretty.
I think sheep look pretty good.
Oh,
I had a
too
sheep.
Too much time in New Zealand for you.
We had a pet sheep when I was a kid in Wollongong.
Now, how's the irony there in Wollongong?
Wollongong.
What's wrong with a sheep in Wollongong?
Well, it's a wool.
Guess what his name was?
Gong.
Victor.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Victor.
Good name for a sheep.
Yeah, two-stroke.
It is.
V-I-C-T-A. Dad named him.
That's a good name.
That's the feedback, guys. But we did have a message from Trout from Woodend, who wants to have a quick chat. I don't know why. I don't know what he wants to say.
Couple of Blokes Hotline. Trout, nice to speak with you.
Hello, boys. How's it going? Any got any news for me?
No, not really.
Pretty quiet. Trout, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Working hard, mate. You know me.
Are we saying Trout from Woodend, or are we saying Trout from Diggers Rest?
What do you want to say?
I reckon
Trout from Woodend. It's a trademark. You guys are on air one time. Remember you were on air one time and you said, no, that's it. We know him from Trout from Woodend.
Yep, that's right.
But, you know... So what's the news, boys?
A little bit happening. You would have seen a bit of news lately.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of rules in place when you start up again, boys.
One bloke starting, if you don't mind. Just take it easy.
Oh, no. Yeah, but when one starts, the other will follow. You know what it's like. You can't have Jack and Jill without Jack and Jill. You know,
True, you can't have Jack and Jill without Jack and
That's
Jill.
That's true. Are you still bowling at 130 clicks?
135.
Marco, thank you, Ox. I really appreciate that. Left arm heat, 135, if you haven't heard it enough. And I'm not one for being cocky, but I will win the bowling at our club in that grade in the seconds by 6 wickets.
What age are you now, Trout?
I'm now playing qualified for over 60s, and I'm heading to Echuca next week in the over 60s carnival.
Oh, wow.
So you're bowling as fast as Glenn McGrath did his whole career, at the age of 65?
Well, I never faced him, but he sort of he got hit for a few runs. I don't get hit. I'm a tight bowler. Two to three economy per over.
Yeah, you're good.
Good on you, Trent.
Hey, last one, Trent. You wanted to mention Marco's nature strip.
What?
Yes, I did. There's a couple of rules got to be in place when things change in the future. One is no cardigans, because that was very upsetting on the podcast and the radio hearing these things.
It wasn't good.
Other thing is, ever since Marco started that trouble with the nature strip mowing just half, ever since that happened, I now see half little mini nature strips half mowed.
Yeah, there's a lot of selfish people, mate. Selfish people. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I just go, every time I drive past, I see a half one, I say, that's Marco's house.
Hey, Trout, thanks for going on. It is great news. The Ox is going to be calling some footy again, so we appreciate it. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for tuning in.
No, I love it, guys. Can't wait. Excited.
Good on you.
See you, mate.
Hey, it's time to spin the wheel, so let's go.
Oh, don't tell me. Do not tell me.
It's not a trout joke. It's a fish joke. Oh, my God.
All right, your turn, Marco.
Righto. Tell me, boys, why are fish so easy to weigh?
I don't know.
Because they have their own scales.
Oh, damn it, mate. Yeah. I knew there was something.
I was thinking it.
And how do your shellfish get to the hospital?
I don't know.
In a clambulance.
Yeah. The old clambulance.
Oh, and one more. Where does a fish keep his money? At a riverbank.
Oh.
Bang!
Yep.
One nice. After another.
Nice. Thanks,
That's
boys.
How you finish your show. Talk to you next time.
Will do.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media, and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
So, you know what we forgot to do?
What's that?
The slogan for Eagle Eye.
Oh, my gosh.
How did we forget that?
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Well, I was kind of thinking around about Eagle, because I like Eagle Eye. It's a great name.
But, yeah.
So, Eagle. Would it be your...
Meagle, Feagle, Deagle.
Beagle.
Beagle.
Oh, Beagle.
It's got nothing
and
to do
with it. I reckon your golf spy in the sky is Eagle Eye.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Bravo.
Nice.
Righto. Get the patent office and let's get going.
Brian Goldberg, expect a call.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com